Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We are delighted and privileged to have with us on this episode a very special guest, a friend of Ligonier Ministries, a friend of Dr. Sproul's, who is very much influenced by Dr. Sproul.
Yes.
And it is Pastor Miguel Nunez. Pastor Nunez, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here, and it is a privilege to be able to share this space with you.
Well, we're talking about history makers on this episode, and let me just give you a little background on Pastor Nunez. First, I should be calling him Dr. Nunez, because he has two careers. He earned his MD and actually was a professor at Mount Sinai in New York and practiced as an internist. And then he felt God's call to either start a Francis Schaeffer-like ministry or to plant a church. And he ended up planting a church. So he planted Iglesia Bautista Internacional in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And he is also president of a ministry there that not only serves the DR, but also serves Latin America. And it is Wisdom and Integrity. And I'll let you give us the official name.
It's Integridad y Sabiduría in Spanish.
Well, take your word for it, Dr. Nunez. So you were much like Martin Lloyd-Jones, aren't you? You had your medical career.
I think I'm not in that league, but I am a physician and I am a pastor. So,
what led you to plant a church in Santo Domingo?
You know, when I left Santo Domingo in 1982, I never thought I would go back, believe it or not. And then at some point, years later, being immersed into the Christian life and reading about church history a little bit and realizing how needed a true biblical Christianity was for Latin America, I began to think about my own country. And then I went there for 2 years, 4 times in 2 years, every 6 months or so, to do some medical mission trips. And then the Lord opened my eyes to a sector of the population that was and is large that was not rich with the gospel. Mm-hmm. And that sector is basically people who had been educated. Most of the missionary work has been done with people of low education because of the language barriers and et cetera. And then I realized as I looked at church history that until the educated sector of the population is rich, you have to continue to depend upon the work of people from outside the country, because you need human resources and financial resources from the same country to reach your own people. So the Lord gave me a passion for that. And we went back in 1997 in May, and then in January of next year, 98, we began the work with the Hispanic people, the Dominican people, and continue to pastor a church that was already there for English-speaking people, which I did for about 7 years or so.
Should we be encouraged about what is happening in Latin America?
Oh, absolutely. I think we are seeing things today that 10 years ago we never dreamed we would see. There's a new generation of people between the age of 20 and 35, maybe 40, who are really waking up to what Reformed theology is for the first time. I think what we had prior to this time was a version of Christianity that lacked maturity and lacked a biblical focus. In many ways, it was very emotional and dependent upon a lot on extra-biblical revelation. But there's a new generation that is now waking up, as I said, to what a biblical Christianity is. And I think the fact that we are so interconnected now with the globalization of the world, and people can listen to all kinds of teachers and preachers from all over the world, has contributed significantly to what is going on in Latin America. So yes, there is a new hunger. I wouldn't call it a revival. I'm calling this an awakening of what biblical Christianity is, and a new interest on the part of that new generation.
Dr. Nunez, thank you. Church History is an ongoing written book, and we look forward to the chapters that will be written with those folks from the DR and from Latin America.
Well, thank you for the opportunity of sharing about this new work of God in our region.
Our pleasure. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history.
We have a moment here for a bonus quote. This from Francis Grimke. As a minister of Jesus Christ, I have nothing new to offer, nothing better to offer than what I have been offering for the last 40 years. The gospel of the grace of God in Christ Jesus.